Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revell, and this is ValueSign.com, the Economics Report. For all our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSign.com. Today's comment, leverage the way we do business. Then a recap of the economic reports and corporate earnings just ahead. Well, we began the day with a complete rundown on real estate, financing, and new construction. Now, as expected, the Mortgage Bankers Association reported that new 30-year mortgages crept up 4 basis points to 3.2% interest. And what was totally unexpected, however, was the marked decline in new mortgage applications, down nearly 3% in the week ended November 12. And that was the first of a couple of indications that we're beginning to see some weakness coming into the formerly red-hot real estate market. Overall, we saw a decline in mortgage refis and a rise in the cost of new homes. This softness in real estate carried over to housing starts also, where for the second month in a row, starts declined, although they do remain above the 1.5 million starts on an annual basis. Now, in looking at the nation's petroleum storage, those two important indicators that we were mentioning earlier, gasoline and heating oil, both showed declines this week. Although those declines were slight, what makes us concerned is that we are going into one of the most traveled weekends of the year, Thanksgiving. So I really would have liked to seen a build in gasoline right now. And of course, this also speaks to that huge rise in prices we've seen this year in gasoline. Looking at corporate earnings, some very positive results coming from TJX Corporation and from Lowe's Home Improvement, while some disappointing news came from department store Target, whose stock is currently down about 5%. And that brings you up to date on economics and earnings. Stay tuned now for today's market comment, Leverage, How We Do Business. Well, Americans simply love financial leverage. We use it in almost everything we do. When we buy a new home or car, we borrow. When we go to the store, it's easy to use those automatic checkout machines if we pay with the credit card. Most of our businesses and seemingly all of our government uses financial leverage. We love to put ourselves in debt. This week, there have been 3 major events that show just how we use leverage. The first, of course, was the signing into law of the massive infrastructure plan of President Biden. Build Back Better. This plan is so large at $1.2 trillion that it's almost impossible to describe. The financial impact of it won't be fully known until the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, releases their scoring on Friday. But what we do know currently is that every last dime of that $1.2 trillion is borrowed. Not a single penny was raised for this project before it was enacted. There were no funds prepared as a down payment. Nothing. Nada. It is borrowed out of whole cloth. And the CBO has already projected that the interest on our currently existing debt will become the largest single line item in our federal budget within the next 10 years. That's right, interest will be our largest financial obligation, larger than defense, larger than Social Security, larger than everything. Such is the cost of financial leverage. But the federal government is far from the only place that you can find financial leverage. Private corporations have also climbed on the leverage wagon. And the best example of this is the Home Depot. Everyone's favorite building supply and home improvement store, Home Depot is the largest company in this sector, and they've built their company almost exclusively on debt. Now, you may have caught the podcast I did earlier in the year on Home Depot as the most leveraged company in America. Home Depot reported their earnings just yesterday. Now, in their most recently reported balance sheet, they report that the company is worth roughly $74 billion. And guess how much of that is borrowed capital? Perhaps $25 billion or $50 billion? No, much higher than that. Of the $74 billion worth of this company, 73 of that is borrowed. Only $1 billion of Home Depot's worth is in equity. This is leverage to the max. Finally, we come to CalPERS, the giant California-based retirement fund. CalPERS manages the retirement funds for over 1.6 million California workers, the police officers, firemen, and civil employees that work for state and local governments there. CalPERS management is meeting this week to update their investment policy. Now, CalPERS has a problem. Although they currently have on hand a whopping $360 billion in assets, they are really underfunded by about $150 billion. That is, their projected retirement payouts exceed the amount they have on hand. They should be closer to $500 billion in assets currently. So on Tuesday, CalPERS decided that they should enhance the return they are receiving on their investments by adding leverage. So beginning this week, CalPERS will be able to borrow an aggregate 5% of the total value of all their funds, or about $18 billion in borrowing. So there you have it, the three ways we put ourselves in more and more debt: leaping at the idea to build back better, improve our homes, and plan for our retirement, all by simply borrowing. Now, if there's one thing I've learned over the years, it's almost impossible to convince people that financial leverage is dangerous, and all the more so when times are good. When the money's flowing, leverage makes everything even better. It lets you build when you otherwise couldn't afford it, to invest what you don't have money for. But when the cash flow dries up, it can go south in a hurry. We're seeing this currently in China, as their entire real estate sector struggles to make interest payments with steadily diminishing cash flow. To imagine that it can't happen here is pure delusion. And that's thevalueside.com for Wednesday, November 17. For all of our podcasts, articles, and references, visit valueside.com. I'm David Revell. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.